was the last time you drove to a big supermarket and did a week's worth of grocery shopping, the big shop, all in the one store? Now, if this is still a regular in your life, as it has been for thousands, if not millions of families, you're now in the minority, according to most retail analysts. The new trend, led by but not limited to millennials, is spreading your buying across new shopping options and across the week. It seems those aged over 65 are now catching on too. Growth in this age cohort for online takeaway food especially was up 2% in September alone. So it's not just the millennials ditching the classic supermarket. But there are other models emerging as this typically hard-headed sector of business faces and adapts to its own massive forces of disruption. There's a lot going on in the supermarket sector, and you might be seeing it in communities near you without fully taking it all in. So let's seek the expert help of Dr. Sean Sands. He's Associate Professor of Marketing at the Monash Business School, and he heads their research unit. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What was the norm, if you don't mind, Dr. Sands, in relation to food spending and grocery shopping habits in the generations that came before the millennials, the Gen Xers and the baby boomers?
What we tended to find with Gen X and baby boomers is that they would go to the supermarket once a week, do a large shop, and that would be enough to get them through until the next time they visited. We then had a bit of a diversification in terms of the smaller shops popping up in the last, I'd say, 10 years. And now, as you say, we're seeing some changes again.
And yes, well, I will come to that in a second, but sort of they were pretty loyal then, were they, to their stores and to their, they had a budget and they had the list, the classic
exactly.
list.
Exactly. Yeah, it was pretty pre-planned. People tended to plan meals, they tended to plan their shops, and they tended to plan it as a part of their week in terms of going to the supermarket.
Whereas it's now much more, what, is it more spontaneous? Is that the word you'd use?
Yeah, I'd say spontaneous and fragmented.
Fragmented. Okay. What are the new fragmented grocery shopping options that are luring customers away from this big visit? Because, I mean, I don't think we can actually overstate it. That was a staple in most of our lives.
It was. And there's been a lot, as you say, diversification coming into the market. And there's a lot of competition now from fresh food retailers, small retailers, to specialist butchers, to farmers markets, to delivery services and curated experiences where you can choose meals and the ingredients that are brought to your home. And also tapping into some major consumer shifts around health and wellness as well. So having meals developed to a certain specification in terms of your diet or health or meal planning. So there's a lot more choice, there's a lot more variety, and consumers are really, particularly millennial consumers, are really jumping at that.
Well, so I read. I picked up an American big Nielsen researcher said it was the most dramatic change in retail habits that he had seen in the last 25 years in terms of speed. Would you agree with that?
Definitely in the food category. There's been some major shifts, obviously, in terms of technology and social media and those kind of things. But definitely for the food retail category, I think this change in behaviour is a major shift and a big one for the past decade or more.
And does it mean that people are popping into stores on their way home and, assuming they'll either go out that night or quickly make something, whip something up? Is that it?
Yeah, there is a mix. There are still people that do a big or a medium-sized shop, but there's a lot more of that top-up shopping where it could be daily, and I think about my own behaviour, and I'm probably in the Coles or worse every day or at least every second day. So there's a lot more of that top-up shopping, buying specifically for meals, and rather than that kind of one big shop every week.
Are you spending more?
Look, I think spend generally is in the supermarkets down a little bit compared to what it was in the past. As I said, because there's more fragmented choice in terms of farmers markets, pre-prepared meals, all those things. So it's more diversification spend.
And so this sort of big cultural habit change then, is it essentially an urban, or does it go across regional areas and outer suburban? How would you characterise it?
Look, it's urban in terms of the variety and choice. There's definitely more variety and options in the urban centres, but the regional centres, we're still seeing behaviour changes in terms of frequency of shop, spend, and also small top-up shopping mixed with medium to large once-a-week shopping as well.
Okay, so it's not just inner city, because a lot of listeners might be thinking, oh, this is very inner city, but that's not so.
Not so, and as we're seeing people's lives changes and suppose people being more excited about doing things in their day and hanging out with friends and socialising, seeing more and more people looking to do more and more things and spread their shop and spread their spend.
Now, I know that you believe that it actually isn't correct to see this as this revolution in millennials' grocery shopping habits, which is how it was sort of billed during the week, but it's really more reversion to old norms.
Yeah, look, it is. It's definitely there's definitely a trend from millennial consumers that are driving this change in behaviour. But I think what it is, more to the point, is that there's brands that are really coming to the fore and offering more variety, more choices for consumers around the different types of offers. And that's something that we've had in play for many, many years in many, many different categories. Now we're just seeing it filtrate through into the food category.
Right, because I was reading The Atlantic, no less, the rather venerable online newsletter, did this very good discussion about it, and that suggesting that fewer than half of shoppers use their local supermarket as their primary destination, that in fact the supermarket as we know it is wedged between the superstores like their Walmarts and I suppose our Costcos and things, and the little specialty shops, which and they're saying that in a way, if you take out the superstore, that is a reversion to the old world made new again with the smaller stores. Is that how you see it here in Australia?
Yeah, I think in Australia it's a little bit different in that we don't have the same superstore structure, the same format that the US has. But what we do have is similar to that, as you say, people trying to find a supermarket or a location that's close to other smaller boutique specialist stores, be it specialist butchers, specialist bakers, specialist fruit and veg stores. And we're seeing people try to find a location that's convenient, that has that mix, so that they can spread their spend across a variety of different stores for a variety of different reasons, whether it be we're entertaining family and friends for the night and they might want to get something special, or we want to treat ourselves in some way. So there's definitely that desire to seek variety and not just shop at one store all the time.
Yes, I must say, I did wonder whether this still persisted when people had families, because children change a lot of this for sheer need, you know, for the amount of food, for the sort of ease, a one-stop shop, which actually only came in, as The Atlantic points out, in the early 20th century, really not until about the 1930s. So it is actually a relatively recent phenomenon. But are you finding patterns are the same once people have children?
When people have children, there's definitely a pushback to, I suppose, structure is the right word, and part of that structure tends to be the larger, more routine, more budget-planned and conscious shopping trips. But as I say, there's definitely still that fragmentation across families, whether they're younger families or older families, in terms of wanting to treat themselves for special occasions and seeking that variety in those instances. The other aspect we're seeing too is through convenience, and families that are going through maybe having a young child, they're finding themselves particularly time-pressed, and they might look for other options like food delivery service. We're seeing that pop up as a very popular option.
The delivery services are obviously a big issue in this. So how are the big supermarkets, Sean, reacting to this shift? They're incredible businesses with very low margins, turning out very, very disciplined executives.
The Australian supermarkets, not only are they best retailers in terms of their turnover, but they're probably among the best retailers globally in food, so they definitely know what they're doing. They're responding to this in a number of ways. Some of them are obviously moving into the food delivery service themselves, trying to get around the issue of freshness and get fresh products to people in as convenient a manner as possible. We're also seeing them look to the UK and see a lot of shifts in the UK are being brought into our Australian market. And there's some things, for instance, with smaller store formats coming into the UK. So I think we'll start to see
the Waitrose
store
and the small Marks and Spencers, yeah.
Exactly. Those small formats that still have a decent variety but can supplement your weekly shop. And they might be positioned somewhere convenient to where you work or to where you live. And really mixing up the offer that they have to meet consumer demand.
Very interesting. Look, before I let you go, I just noticed two developments, well, actually three really, the Woolworths coming back. I also noticed that Aldi had some very good sales rise, three times higher than the whole sector, and they're investing over $1 billion over 3 years into expanding the need for more, to cater for more fresh food. But I also noticed, Sean, that Amazon is coming into Australia next year, and they're delaying their launch from April to September, according to the Financial Review this week, in order to do a big launch of fresh foods, not just goods as well. So that's a lot of change coming to our shopping sector.
Look, if those forecast changes come to the market, it's definitely going to shake things up. It's very much like we saw in the fashion industry when brands like H&M and Zara have come into the market. I expect we'll see a similar shake-up in food. And as you say, fresh and what Amazon are doing in the US is very strong and challenging the dominant players. I expect that we'll see the same here.
So a good time for consumers. You do wonder how people are going to make money in the business, though, don't you?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people and people need to eat. So it's one of the strongest categories that we have.
All right. Well, look, I'll leave you to that rather ordinary line in your car. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Sean Sands, Managing Director of the Australian Consumer Retail and Service Research Unit at the Monash Business School, where he's Associate Professor of Marketing. I wonder how the farmers hear all that too. Anyway, that's another story.